Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Friday, January the 5th, 2024. He started it on Christmas Day 2023 and then completed it today, January the 5th. In it, he is reminding us most positively of our true nature. Trust God completely. Today is a day of enormous peace and love, because the love of God, the love that is God, is flowing freely and abundantly. Truly, it always flows freely and abundantly to fill the hearts of those who are open to it. But today, Monday, December 25th, 2023, is exceptional and momentous because so many are celebrating the anniversary of my birth, seemingly such a long time ago, with a powerful and mightily increased loving intent. The realization of the divine truth that only God, only love, is real, is arising momentously and insistently within the hearts of many of you who, though you have for decades professed your faith in this truth, have never before felt it so intensely. Your knowing of this truth is filling you with joy. To know, with your conscious human awareness, that this is so, instead of relying on blind faith, is an enormously powerful step towards your collective awakening. Truly, today is a day to celebrate massively, and many of you are doing so. Thank you all for your love, your faith, and your trust in Mother, Father, God. I can assure you it is being wonderfully and stupendously magnified as it is returned to you in the continuous flow of divine love that is life, and you, of course, are therefore all eternally and fully alive. Delight in the joy that you are feeling. It is not illusory, it is real. Early January 2024. We are all one, as you well know, and of course there is only love which can only be known and experienced now. The eternal now is the eternal and ever-present moment of being fully conscious and fully aware. There is no other moment, and nor is there even the slightest possibility of any other moment, and any sense of that which you may experience as in any manner unloving as you live your human lives in form is also unreal, illusory. There is only love. That is why there can never be and is no sin, no evil, no unworthiness, no pain, and no suffering, because anything other than love does not and cannot exist. Yes, as humans in form, that most certainly does not seem to make any sense, let alone be true. But it is. There will be no unhappy, sad, or fearful memories. You will all awaken, and the unreality that you have been experiencing since time immemorial, fear, suffering, pain, and death, will have utterly dissolved because it has never existed. There is only life, fully aware eternal consciousness of oneness, of union, love, God. There is no need or possibility for any alternative. Alternatives are an aspect of the illusory world of form in which you experience the duality of existence, unreal though it is. Namely, up-down, left-right, good-bad, right-wrong, either-or, as the limitations of human life, not the both-and of reality where there are no limits to love or to the way in which it chooses to express itself. Love is all and is, therefore, all-encompassing. End of story. And it is from that fictional story that you are to awaken. Prepare yourselves for this most magnificent, brilliant, and beautiful event by just being. To be is the totality of your nature, just as it is God's. Just being shows and demonstrates complete and total acceptance of the divine sovereignty of all that God creates. There is no differentiation, there is no hierarchy, and as every sentient being embraces the truth of reality, any seeming need for such divisions dissolves. When you awaken into the fully conscious awareness and knowing of the absolute truth of the statement that each sentient being makes by just being awake and thus remaining eternally awake, specifically, I and my Father are one, that state of awareness of your eternal and unbreakable oneness with your Heavenly Father removes and dissolves all and every need in which your extremely narrow and limited human state seemed to envelop you constantly. You will once more know what it means to be free. You will recognize your true state of being from which you have never, for even the briefest instant, departed. As you make a point of spending essential quiet time alone each day, do remind yourselves of your true and eternal nature by stating, I and my mother are one, or, if you prefer, I and my Father are one. That simple statement is the absolute truth of who you are, unchangeably. God, as you know, absolutely never differentiates because all are eternally one. And when you make that statement, you are simply acknowledging and accepting your own utterly valid awareness of your true and unchangeable divine nature at one with or in union with God, your ever-loving source. Therefore, know that it is eternally true and repeat it to yourself regularly to dissolve any doubts or sense of unworthiness that may arise within you as your egos offer you reasons for this not to be true, as they offer you their best, the utter unreality of fear. Therefore, trust God completely and totally refuse to accept your ego's unreal and fearful offerings. Your loving brother, Jesus.